We are learning Masech the Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning two lines from the top, Tanur Rabbanan. Dr. Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rav Eliezer. We just learned about Rav Eliezer before, that he had a few menhagim. First of all, he didn't leave his house the whole Yontif. That's what he held. And then also on Sukkahs, you have to sit in the same Sukkah for 7 days. But another thing also is that he didn't say anything over, they didn't hear from his Rebbe. Dr. Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rav Eliezer, Shavas V'gol El Yoin. He was staying in the upper Galilee. V'shalu shloishim halachos b'hilchas sukkah. They asked him 30 halachos in hilchas sukkah. Shtayim esrei om lahem shemati. 12 of them he answered. He said, I heard what my Rebbe said about it. Shmoyna esrei om lahem shemati. 18 of them said he never heard. He didn't hear from his Rebbe. Rav Yeshiv Ruda Eimer, chil v'dvarim, the opposite. Shmoyna esrei om lahem shemati. 18 of them he said he heard. Shtayim esrei mehem. 12 of them said, I didn't hear. But the Akaponim, he only answered shals that he heard from his Rebbe. Amru Loi, they told him, they asked him, Kol Dvarecha Einel Piyah Shmua, everything you say is only Piyah Shmua, Amru Lahem, and basically it was trying to tell him, like, you know, you don't know how to learn, you didn't, like, only what you heard, only what you remember, you say over, Amru Lahem, I'll tell you something I didn't hear from my Rebbe. His Kisuni Loni Mar, Dovash Loi Shemat Mir Rabbi Yisai, you made me say something now that I didn't hear from my Rebbe. What is that? First, he's going to tell them how much he learned, that it's not because the chasar in the learning is not answering. He says, first of all, no one ever came first to the Beis Medrash before me. No one was before me. I was the first. And he didn't sleep in the Beis Medrash. You know, sometimes he comes to the Beis Medrash first, but then he take a nap in the Beis Medrash. He didn't take a nap. Not a Shinas Kva, not a Shinas Arai, not even a little nap. He didn't take in the Beis Medrash. And when he left the Beis Medrash, no one was there. He was the last one to leave. Be it saucy. I didn't leave anyone's version left. He didn't talk any Dvarim B'Tehillim at all. No Sichas Chulim. Rashi says, Divrei Havoy V'Schoik. He didn't talk any Shtusim or jokes. That's it. Not only Torah. I never said anything that was not B'Shem my Rebbe. And the Akdom is, he said, I learned a lot, and I worked a lot on my learning, and still I have what to answer. And I know exactly what my Rebbe said, and I didn't answer anything that I didn't hear directly from my Rebbe ever. I've never answered a Shiloh I didn't hear directly from my Rebbe.
What? What did he say they didn't say over my Rebbe?
This thing that he's not going to, that he doesn't say anything over not Shem's Rebbe, these members.
He's saying, never said
this. He's Menhagim. His Rebbe never told him to keep his Menhagim. He kept his Menhagim. It's actually some Farshim learned that this Menhagim that he said, he only did it after he became Rosh Shiva. Like I see, Rechem Mizaki also had, which is his Rebbe, had the same Menhagim, but it wasn't all their life. What? He learned it, but Rebbe didn't tell him, I guess. We'll see, the Mara doesn't say he learned from his Rebbe. Amar Lav Rav Yechem and Zaka, who's the Rebbe. Meyom of Leisach Sichas Hulun. All his life, he did not talk Sichas Hulun. Leholach Dal Ames Bloy Taira Bloy Tfilin. He didn't go 4 Ames without Taira and Tfilin. Leikad V'od Mes Medish. No one came to Mes Medish first before him. Leyosha Mes Medish, Shinas Kval, Shinas Arai. And he didn't sleep in Mes Medish, not a Shinas Kval, not a Shinas Arai. Leherim and Vayis Avon Tanafais. And even though he was so osuk in Torah, he was so busy with Torah, he didn't talk Sichas Chulin. When it came to Mavayis Avon Tanafais, he was able to hold himself back from thinking and learning. Leiniach Odom Mes Medish V'yotza. He didn't leave it on Mes Medish and leave. Leimatsu Odom Yoshev Daim. No one ever saw him just sitting and spacing out. Leyoshev Eshayne. He was sitting and learning. So it's actually All the Gemaras that tie to the Gemara, they don't tie to the Gemara. I guess I don't want to get political, but I'm going to tell you what the Mashal says. To me, it sounds like. He says, Gam shoya efsha belima de uni, even though it was possible to learn be'ion, ikra be'girsa. Ikra was to learn be'girsa, which means to learn up. So, shkur be'fiv, let's just talk. The way the Mashal ties to the Gemara is, he never sat there thinking, oh, clearing azoy, yoshev adoyman. He was yoshev ashoyna. That's what it says in the Gemara. It's a part of the Gemara, but that says, Yechem Zakai, he was yoshev ashoyna. It doesn't mean you have to learn Klar, you have to know understand, but just don't sit and do nothing. Learning Be'in is, to some extent, it's called Daimim, as it says in the Mashah. That's no one brings down, probably, because you have to know how to explain it exactly. Loi pasach odom delas tamidav, and no one ever opened the door for tamidim. He did it himself. Mashah also has 2 pshatim. One of his pshatim are, not like by Hillel, where there was a shomer and he charged to get into Beis Medrash, he himself stood by Beis Medrash. Anyone wanted to come in, came in to learn. That's how Mashah teaches. Elhu Ba'atzma, he himself opened the door for the Tamidim. Le'omar Davash Le'shama Pirab Ma'ilav. He never said anything they didn't hear from his Rebbe. Le'omar Hagia Eis La'amayit Beis Medrash. He never said, by the way, guys, you have to leave Beis Medrash now. He never said that. Besides, 2 times a year, Chutz ma'arvi pesachim, arvi yom kippurim. What's special about Erev Pesach and Yom Kippur? Zog Rashi. Erev Pesach is, first of all, in the times of the Pesach, for the current Pesach, and in our times, so the Tanoika shouldn't fall asleep, the Gemara Pesach is mashma to help them, put them to sleep for the night. The interesting Gemara, the father should come get involved and put them to sleep. That's the why Erev Pesach had to come home, and Erev Yom Kippur obviously had to come home to eat the Suda. You're supposed to eat a Suda Erev Yom Kippur. This is all minu hagi arechem ezake. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yez. Let me tell you, Rabbi Yez himself was not a gacher of these minhagim. Like we spoke about before, there is a Gemara that says Yerchem Zakai lived 120 years. His first 40 years, he was Isaac B'mischar a little bit. So you can't say he didn't took Sikhas Chulin, because Isaac B'mischar is there. Then Ben Yehuda says, it only means after he became the Rosh Hashiva, after he became Isaac with Torah, of Torah, he didn't talk any Sikhas Chulin at all after that. And Mechain Rosh Hashiva means when Rabbi Yez became Rosh Hashiva, he also was Noyig Azoy. That's what Ben Yehuda learns.
So who was the first?
The Blazer, Yerchem Zakai is the Rebbe. Yerchem Zakai is the first. Who was the first Mitzvah? That's it. They don't live the same time. Right. Very good. That's the thing. They only became Rosh. You bring a right to this pshat. Only when he was Rosh Shiva. Unless it was Rosh Shiva afterwards, it's a good time to talk. Unless they didn't learn in the same Mitzvah, maybe. But yeah. Right, Rebbe. Right. Well, it's Rebbe for sure now. Right. So it's a good time. It's clear. It means after he became a certain stage, that's when all these things happen. Yeah. Tana.
Yes, before you.
What?
You said before you only started.
I know, I said it was the Gemara from this Gemara. The many others from this Gemara. What?
They could have walked
together. Right, they went together. Yeah, yeah. It's interesting to say also, Loisach, Meyom Loisach, Sikh Chulim, from he's 13 years old already. It makes it a little easier to understand. Tana Rabbanan, Shmoinim Tamidim Hoyle Hila Zakin. Hila Zakin had 80 Tamidim. Shloisim Emruim Shtishra Leish Shchina Kwesh Yavenu. 30 of them were big enough that they could have had the Hashra'at Shechina like Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, they weren't as big as Moshe Rabbeinu, but they could have had a Hashra'at Shechina like Moshe Rabbeinu. And why didn't they? Because the Dar wasn't Raya fit. But that's how big they were. And 30 of them, which was the smallest 30 of the Tamidim, they were big enough that if they had a war, connected the Goyim, the sun would have stood in the air like Yeshua Benun. Stood in its place like Yeshua Benun. Esther and Bainim are 20 middle ones, goes for Kula, and Esther and Bainim are 20 that Bainim. Now, we'll attach it more this way. Godos of Kulim, the biggest Talmud of the 80 Tamidim, was Yonasan ben Azil. Kodosh of Kulim, the smallest Talmud of the 80 Tamidim, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakai, was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakai. Omar Rabbi Yechon ben Zakai, Shalay Niach Mikra, he didn't leave over no Mikra, Mishnah, Mikra is Tarish Shav Iksav, Mishnah is Tarish Shav Apeh, Talmud is the Gemaris. Halachos is Lachem Moshe Sinai, va'agodos, and that's like the Agadata, the Ketukei Taira is like the Ribuyim, like Ha'ezra Chodahei, Bedu Yisayfrim is all the Rabbanons, like the Gzeiris, the Rabbanon, Kalam Chaburim, which is Kavachem, Gzeir Shavais. He knew all this, but Tkufais is the way the Hilach Cham of Levana, the way the sun and moon move, the Gematrios is different type of Gematrios, like Rashi has like Atbash. Sichas Malachi Asharis, the words of Malachi Asharis, Sichas Shedim, Sichas the Kolam, and the talking of the trees, Rashi doesn't understand exactly what that means. Mashalas, it's like Mashalas, Kaifsim, Mashalas, Shualim, different Mashalim that the Chacham say over from Kaifsim or faxes. Dava Godol, Dava Katan, he knew all this. What's Dava Godol? Maisim Merkava. Like in Yavir Cheskel, the Maisim Merkava, Dava Katan, Avayis, the Bayav Rava. The Machlaikis, the Bayav Rava. Obviously, this is Yerchem Ezekiel, who was much before Abayi Rav. He's a Tana. It means the Lo'oshalavi, all the, like Rashi has called, Boyalu, Abayi Rav, HaMasafgalu. The same sveikas that they had, he already had. Like Kayim Hashanam, it says in the Pasuk, Lahanchil Oyeve Yesh, Batsresa Mamale. Which is going on the Tmid Chamim, who are the Oyavim, they are going to get Olamas. Why? Because they were they filled up their Oyeves with Torah and Mitzvahs. This is Yerchem Ezekiel. He knew everything. He was the smallest one. Imagine what the biggest one was like. They say about the biggest Talmud, Yonis Menazil, when he was learning Torah, any bird flying on top of him burnt up immediately. Got burnt up. Now, what's Pshat got burnt up? So Rashi's Pshat is because the Malachi Asharis came around him to hear the Torah Mepiv, therefore got burnt up. Tosfos learns a different Pshat. Shadvarim Semechim Kinesinosam Besina. That the Dvarim were like in the Sinai Besina, which is with the Sinai's Torah Be'ech. Tupjot, why the age burned up. Idas, Malachi Shah come to listen, or because it was like the Sinai's Torah, and Tais brings down a Gemara, it's a Medrash, it's really a Shami. I think that there, it's the story of Rav Elazar Yeshua, they were sitting and learning about a bris of Acher there, and the fire, there was a fire around them. So you see this idea that when they learned Torah, there would be fire. Someone sitting in a sukkah, his head and roiv his guf is in the sukkah. The table is in the house. And we learned on Daf Gimel already. There are two machlokes in this Mishnah. One machlokes is if you are sitting in a big sukkah, but you're sitting at the end of the sukkah and the table is in the house. There's a machlokes of Shemi Moshe Acharav, machlokes of Shemi Sil, if you eat in a mitzvah not. Loshon Paislam would be shver for that. But it's not a machlokes. If the sukkah is too small and can't hold a table, is it possible or not? And Beshami Paislam is Sil Machshir, and we pass like Beshami in this case. It has to be big enough to hold the table. Omulem Beisil Beshami, Beisil told Beshami, Loikacha Yemaisa. There was a story, Shalk Zikta Beshami, Zikta Beisil, Lavakir, Sariachanam Ben Acharonis. The elders of Hashem and Silla went to visit Yechon and Charenis. When saw she Yishev Roshev Rebisukah, v'shacham zechabayis. The family sitting in the sukkah. He and most of his guf was in the sukkah, and his table was in the house. They didn't tell him a thing. So you see, it's kosher, not like Beishame. Amr lahem Beishame. Shem says, no, you missed the end of the story. There was something more to the story. Misham Raya af him amr loy. The Zekayim Taka told him, Imkain, if you sit like this, Imkain is Yinayik to sit like this, like Yamta mitzvah sukkah v'yamecha. You are not Mekayim the sukkah in all your days. It's massive from here that according to Beshame, even in a big sukkah, even at Shem v'yamashech, as the Rabbanon, could be not Yitzir a mitzvah sukkah. Other Beshame just means like Yamta mitzvah sukkah l'chatchila all your life. Back upon him, there's a machlekes of Beshame Beshilo, if you let us sit like that, and if you need a sukkah to be able to hold a table, and we pass in like Beshamai, that you have to sit with, you have to be big enough to hold the Rosh Ruv Shechonai, and you shouldn't sit with the table inside the house. Now the second half of the Mishnah is something new to us, and that's what our Gemara will discuss. The Mishnah says like this, Noshim va'avadim, ladies and avadim, which are eved, avadim k'nanim, v'katanim, and children, peturim on a sukkah, the patur on a sukkah. But a cotton shein tzarach l'imoy, a cotton that reaches the age, doesn't need his mother anymore, he's a gila chinuch, chayiv b'sukkah. He's chayiv in sukkah already, midir avadon at least. Maisa v'yod the kolos of Shammai HaZaken, one time the daughter-in-law of Shammai HaZaken gave birth and she was staying in his house, u'pichis m'ziva, he opened up the roof, v'sich agave amita, he put tzchak on top of that, v'shvel a cotton, because of cotton. And the Gemara will ask, the chayra, tzishtikla maisa listar, because here the cotton not a gila chinuch yet, so we'll see what the Gemara says about this. Back upon him, our Gemara says that Nashim are potter from Sukkah. Zartumarim, not immediately. How do we know this halacha that ladies are potter in Sukkah? You're going to ask me, I to Mr. says, my grandma, it's possible. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Not immediately. How do you know? The Torah of Alintan Abraisa. It says in the Pasuk, by Sukkah is Teishu Shivas Yom, sit in Sukkah 7 days, Kol Ezrach Yisrael, all members of Klai Yisrael, Yeshiva Sukkah is, should sit in Sukkah. It says, Kol Ha Ezrach. The extra, hey, Ha Ezrach. So Ezrach is the Ezrach. That's a regular member of Klal Yisrael. Which, according to this Bryce, that means everyone, including ladies, all members of Klal Yisrael. Ha Ezrach, the Hey, Lohitis and Noshim, comes to exclude Noshim. Noshim are potter from Sukkah. Kol, the Rav is a Ketanim. Kol is Marbe Ketanim Achayiv in Sukkah. And we'll have to see how to learn exactly this Bryce as the Gemara goes along. First of all, Gemara is saying, Ha Ezrach, Lohitis and Noshim, to say Moshim are potter. And Kol, the Rav is a Ketanim, Ketanim Achayiv. Amamar. First of all, the first half of the Brice. Amamar. Ha Ezrach, the extra hay, is saying only the special Ezrach, you know, the specific Ezrach, which Lahitzias and Noshim, it's going to exclude Noshim. Only men are chayiv in Sukkah. Lamemra, what's the mashmais? The ayat the hay, what would Ezrach mean? Members would mean side ladies, side men. Lamemra, the Ezrach, bein Noshim, bein Gavri, mashma. It's mashma, side men, and side ladies. Vatayin and a brisa regarding Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, also uses Lashon Ezrach. It says, "Vayelchem chukas olam chayish hashvi v'esel chaydish." On the 7th month, the 10th day, Tanu es nafshaseichem. You should fast. Lochom lachol isasu. You shouldn't do any work. Ha Ezrach va'ager gar v'seichem. The Ezrach and the ger gar v'seichem. And the brisa says in by Yom Kippur like this: Ha Ezrach rabbis in Hashem. The he is marvin Hashem. Ha Ezrach yeshechayavas beinu. That any member is chayiv in inu. So what do you see from here? That without the hay, Ezrach would mean only Gavri. Alma Ezrach Gavri Mashma. You need the hay to Marba. So it's a bunch of the steer in the drashas. That's first of all. Amar Rabba.
So what does the hay do? Is the hay a mute or a
rebu? Some is a rebu, some is a mute. It could be both ways. And so it depends what Ezrach means. If Ezrach means only men, ha Ezrach is Marba, ladies. if Ezrach means both, or Ezrach is being might. It can go both ways, the hey. The kash is that the theory what Ezrach means. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, you're right. Ezrach only means one thing, and one of these brises is just a smachta, and the real drash is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. I'm a rabbi, Halacha Sinenu, one of these two brises are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, V'asbechinu Rabbanai Kroi, and the brise just says a smachta. Zokti Gemara, Hei Krov Hei Hechasa. Which one, Yom Kippur or Sukkah? Which one's the Krov, which was the Hechasa? Because which was Ezrach really mean? Which one? V'su, another kasha, Krov Lomeli, wasn't your pasuk to tell you that ladies are pot and Sukkah? Hechasa Lomeli, what do you need Hechasa or pasuk? V'su, Krov Lomeli, Hechasa Lomeli, what do you need Krov or Hechasa? Ha Sukkah mitzvah says my grandma. Sukkah is a mitzvah that says Zman Grama. It's a mitzvah that comes from Zman to Zman, from time to time, and we know. V'chol mitzvah that says Zman Grama, Nashim V'turais. And Nashim Apata, we know that Nashim Apata are from all Mitzvah Grama. And the same kasha, you can ask on Yom Kippur. V'yom Kippurim, Mirav Yudom Arav Nafka, Yom Kippur, that Yechayiv, what's the word in your Pasuk? We know Rav Yudom Arav, the Amar Rav Yudom Arav, V'chein Tano Dereir Bishmal, Amar Kral, Pasuk says, Isha Isha, this is talking about Einish, says, Isha Isha ki yashtum a kol chattas o'odam limam ala Hashem, va'ashma nefesh hi. So you see, Isha Isha included, Hishva ha'kosov, Isha l'Isha chol ha'inshim v'tayra, or inshim v'tayra. So there's the double question over here. Question number one is, which one is Hilchos and which one is Krah? And question number two is, what do you need these psukim for? We already know a klal. Mitzvah says, Yom Gram Nosh of Turis, that's sukkah. And Einjim, which are Lavim, Yom Kippur, Lavim, ladies of Chayiv, Yom Kippur Chayiv. So what do you need the Sukkim? And we'll continue next year, the Gemara's through to me.